Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. November is National Adoption Awareness Month or Adoption Month, and so it's a good time to be talking about this subject. And Mary, one of the things that you say kind of early on is you address the issue of loss for your adopted child, and you sort of touched on that, but say more about what you mean by a child dealing with loss when they come into your family.
Well, sometimes when people adopt, they assume that if they are adopting a child as an infant, that because all those child's memories will be with the new family, that maybe the child won't have loss. But the truth is that any child who was separated from his first family has already experienced loss. And kids are so different as far as how they will experience those feelings and to what intensity level they will feel those feelings and different times that questions might come up. A child may have just really smooth sailing in, you know, the early years, preschool years, but then they may have some real questions come up. Of course, adolescence is a common time where kids will have questions, but even earlier, you know, kids may need to revisit the facts of what you know about their first family. And you know, a really big question in an adoptee's mind is often, why was my first parent not able to parent me? Was there something I did? That's often actually something that kids assume is true, that maybe they weren't a good child and they were sent away for that reason. And so we as adoptive parents need to be just really willing to go there with our kids. And you know, sometimes that can be challenging when or if we have gone through loss to come to adoption ourselves. And we can sometimes feel a little intimidated by the idea that there are other parents out there in the wings. And, you know, it can sometimes be hard to just be straightforward with our kids and say, you know what, I bet you're thinking about your first mom. You know, it's your birthday today, or it's Christmas, and you have memories of time with your mom a different year. Or, you know, there's all sorts of times and triggers and reasons that a child might need to talk through some feelings about that fact. It's a really pivotal part of a child's life, whether it happens to them in infancy or whether they come to a new family at an older age with memories already of their first family.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.